With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Let the investigations begin. House Speaker Mike Johnson promising a thorough investigation of security in the wake of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Mr. Trump was shot and wounded while on the stage at a Saturday rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Everybody started praying. They did the Father's Prayer and everybody started screaming.
Everyone on the bleachers.
In the bleacher area. Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Dana Wise says Mr. Trump's reaction was pretty amazing as well. After being shot and bleeding from his ear, Mr. Trump pumped his fist in the air as he was being whisked away. The words of another rally participant, "Jesus has him, and we know that." Former Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy says that the Secret Service has a lot to answer for.
That was not a victory. That was a failure, because if a protectee of the Secret Service is injured, it's not a victory. It's a failure.
McCarthy took a bullet during the attempted assassination of President Reagan in 1981. Mr. Trump is now in Milwaukee ahead of today's opening of the Republican National Convention, where pro-lifers are expected to make their presence felt. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Milwaukee.
Nearly two dozen National Committee platform delegates are urging the party's leadership to take a stronger stance for the unborn. They point out that specific pro-life language, which has been included in each GOP platform for nearly 50 years, was removed from the 2024 platform. One of the platform delegates is Tony Perkins, chairman of Family Research Council Action, and he urges grassroots conservatives to express their support for keeping the Republican Party solidly pro-life by signing a petition to the RNC. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Stock futures pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 233 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 118. This is SRN News. A look at Republican voters.
With the GOP opening its presidential nominating convention, the Pew Research Center has decided to take a deep dive into who Republicans are. One of the key findings of the poll is that GOP voters are a lot more religious than everybody else. 81% of Republicans identify with some Christian denomination, compared to 67% of all registered voters. Just 15% of Republicans are non-religious. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on the state ballot this November. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealthy way of referring to abortion. Republicans also have begun to strategize around the proposed ballot measure. This is SRN News. Reaction from around the globe to the shocking events in western Pennsylvania over the weekend, the attempted assassination of former President Trump.
Britain's King Charles III has written to Donald Trump after the assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania, according to Buckingham Palace. The palace did not disclose the contents of the monarch's private message, which was delivered through the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. The message follows a call to Trump by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who condemned the violence. The British Prime Minister also expressed condolences for the victims and their families and wished a quick recovery for the former president and those injured. Karen Shamas, London.
Jury deliberations set to resume in the bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez in New York City. A jury that began its work on Friday is resuming deliberations today in Manhattan Federal Court. The corruption trial of the New Jersey Democrat now entering its 10th week. More details, SRNNews.com.